As climate change warms the planet, raises sea levels, and energizes hurricanes, a big concern is flooding from storm surge. An NPR analysis of new data from the National Hurricane Center shows nearly 750,000 people could be at risk in decades to come in three places: New York City, Washington, D.C., and Miami-Dade County. Jenny Stiletovich from WLRN in Miami joins us now. Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
So, Jenny, set this up for us. Share the data you got from the Hurricane Center.
So the Hurricane Center essentially used storms from the past to tell us what the future could look like. We know that climate change will bring more intense and more frequent hurricanes on top of rising sea levels. That means storm surge can make its way farther inland and start reaching areas that hadn't previously been threatened with flooding. Then we added census information and found that in Miami-Dade County and New York, the number of people exposed to flooding from storm surge nearly doubles by the year 2080. Wow. That's with a relatively conservative sea level rise scenario from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
Okay, that's Miami and New York, but we mentioned three places, including D.C., not to make this about where I live, but what about D.C.?
Well, so a surprising finding from our reporting is that people in Washington, D.C. mostly get spared from flooding in coming decades, but property is a different story. And that's because the district's founders unwittingly planned the city the way climate experts say modern coastal cities need to build. Oh. instead of lining waterways with housing or businesses, they used it for parks and monuments and open spaces that offer a buffer against storm surge.
And those kinds of buffers won't really exist in the coming years in South Florida where you are, right?
That's right, because in Miami-Dade County, we haven't really heeded lessons from past hurricanes. Despite repeated strikes or near misses, there's been explosive growth in areas that will see flooding when future storms come. Our analysis of the National Hurricane Center data shows that a storm like Hurricane Irma 5 years ago would put 463,000 people in harm's way, which is nearly double the number if a storm like that hit today.
And how are South Florida residents preparing for the prospect of storm surge and flooding risks like this?
Well, I talked with Tim Mirabad, who's the mayor of Cutler Bay, which is a small town in southern Miami-Dade that's extremely vulnerable to future flooding. The town also got hit by Hurricane Andrew in 1992, and Mirabad's house was destroyed. Like a lot of people, he rebuilt and stayed. I talked to him at his house, which backs up to a canal that he says will fill up to its banks during a rainstorm.
I have a hurricane-safe room in here. It's all CBS block, one door, no windows. And great, I could hide there, but if the water starts coming up too high, what do I do? Hold my breath for, you know, a couple of hours?
Mirabad thinks South Florida got too big too fast without being ready for more powerful hurricanes. He says the town is doing what it can to prepare, things like stricter building codes and elevating new construction. Brian House is a professor who studies storm surge at the University of Miami.
Every bit of sea level that we add to this just makes this kind of scenario worse.
House does some of his research in this huge 30,000-gallon tank that can replicate Category 5 hurricanes like Irma.
It would do a tremendous, tremendous damage to structures as well as that's a first floor is completely flooded type of thing. And most of us don't have any way to evacuate into an attic or anything because we don't have any attics, right? So
I also talked to Craig Emanuel outside his house across from a lake in Cutler Bay. Last month, a heavy rainstorm triggered flooding that basically brought the lake to his front door.
You went to sleep on dry land and you woke up and, you know, the streets were flooded. I don't think anyone was really prepared for it to be as high as it was.
Emanuel grew up in an area not far away that was developed for Black veterans returning from World War II. He says Hurricane Andrew nearly destroyed his parents' house. They rebuilt, and they made it even bigger. So like a lot of people in South Florida, he swings from being optimistic, because South Florida has such a long history of rebuilding after hurricanes, to being incredibly worried about a future with worse flooding, especially for his two kids in middle school.
20 years from now, when they are 34 and 32, will they be able to stay in South Florida? That's yet to be seen.
Now, Jenny, you've been working on this project with colleagues in Washington and New York for months. What's your big takeaway here?
Well, that climate change amplifies all problems. Hurricanes are already hugely dangerous and costly. And if we look at storms just in the Atlantic in the last 5 years, they've killed thousands of people and cost about $500 billion in damage. What this tells us is the most lethal part of a hurricane, flooding, is going to get dramatically worse. Mm. We tend to have short memories after Hurricane Andrew in 1992 proved that, if you consider how much development has happened in the path of that storm. There's a certain amount of mitigation and resilience building you can do to protect the coast, but it's clear climate change and sea level rise is going to be a multiplier of the kinds of storm surge that we've seen in the past.
WLRN's Jenny Stiletovich, thank you so much.
Thank you.